In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus just explained to Louisa about her mission and our mission, how we're one with Louisa. So Jesus says this: "This was even more convenient to me, who was to be the new sun, S-U-N, of souls." So think about this. With Jesus, there's no more darkness. Jesus is the new sun of souls, who was to give, Jesus, who was to give light to everyone and to embrace everyone with this divine light. Jesus. Jesus says, I am the light, the life, and the love of God. Well, that's what he tells Louisa. The light, the love, the light of God. He says, to bring all of humanity back to the supreme majesty of the Father. Offering to this divine majesty, the Father, an act from Jesus, the Son of God, which would contain all the acts of humanity, and to make the superabundant light of Jesus's divinity descend upon all the earth, all of humanity, in order to rescue humanity. So this great gift is happening. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. He, the light of, you know, the light of life, you know, gives this light of himself, the superabundant light of his divinity to humanity. This is what the priest says at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So he says, in addition to me, that he says, there's my celestial mother, Mary, who received the unique mission as mother of a God son. She is the mother of God. Theotokos, the office of co-redeemer or co-redemptrix of mankind. So Jesus is giving Luis, his mother, this office of co-redemptrix. Jesus is doing this for her mission of divine maternity. Our Lady was enriched with so much grace that other creatures combined, all of humanity combined, both celestial and terrestrial, of heaven and earth, would never be able to equal the Blessed Virgin Mary. This life of Theotokos, the Mother of God, no one can equal. No human can equal. No angel can equal. No saint can equal. All together, that's how beautiful his mother is, our Mother Mary. And this was not enough to draw, he says, the divine word, Jesus, into her maternal womb. It was necessary that Mary put into action all this abyss of graces and gifts, and by embracing all of humanity, loving them, repairing for them, adoring for them the supreme majesty for everyone and for everything, in such a way as to accomplish herself that all human generations owed to God. So Our Lady repaired and adored and loved in our place for all of humanity. When Jesus on Calvary said to John, this is your mother, it was for all of humanity. And then he says to Mary, this is your son. You are the mother of all of humanity. She repaired and adored to the Heavenly Father in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. No human can compare to that. Theotokos, Mother of God. Therefore, her virginal heart, Our Lady had an inexhaustible vein for God and for all humanity. She had this love of God that all of humanity together could not love God as much as Our Lady. All of humanity, past, present, and future, could not love God as much as she loved God. We have to understand, why do we honor her? Because God could not have become man without her. He needed a human who was so pure that there was no sin. She was born without original sin, but also she shared in divinity. She had this gift of the divine will, and she was tested. You can all read that about that. She was tested and she passed the test. She did not sin. So when the divinity found in this virgin compensation for the love of all of humanity, God felt enraptured. God formed in her its conception. That is the incarnation of the word Jesus. When you read one of the things, if you love the Blessed Mother, read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother. Jesus says, "You have heard the saints talk about my mother, explained how beautiful, how holy, how powerful Our Lady was and is." He says, they cannot compare to what I know about my mother. And he says, and then when he talks about his mother, you're going to learn things about the Blessed Mother that will astonish you. The prodigies of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As you read, every time you read it, God keeps on filling the voids that we have of understanding her. And she becomes Theotokos, Mother of God. We begin to understand how beautiful she is. Jesus says, it felt enraptured and formed in her the conception that is the incarnation of the word Jesus Christ. And as Mary conceived Jesus, the Blessed Mother took the office of co-redemptrix and shared and embraced together with Jesus all the pains, all the substitutions, all the reparations, the maternal love for all of humanity. So we see on Calvary, this is why co-redemptrix. She was with Jesus on Calvary. As Jesus' heart was split in two with the spear, her heart was split in two. Jesus said, the suffering that she witnessed her son going through, she participated in. What mother's heart breaks when they see their child go through suffering? What mother is almost like tortured watching their child go through a suffering? Mary, without sin, suffered more than those with sin. It was a pure love, a pure heart that was split in two. That's why when you look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's split in two and it's on fire, surrounded by thorns because of humanity still continuing to sin. When you look at Our Lady's heart, it's on fire as well as the Sacred Heart, but it's split in two, surrounded by flowers, roses, but under the roses are the thorns. She goes through what she sees us doing, her children doing against her son, against the Heavenly Father, against the Holy Spirit. She sees that God has done everything. He's created, redeemed, and now God wants to sanctify, and humanity is far from God. The sorrow that she goes through has got to be, we will never comprehend it. It's got to be so horrific. Jesus talks about sin. He says to Louisa at the agony in the garden, he says that sin was so horrific. Sin says, I want to kill God. So horrific. And we put up with sin. I mean, in the movies. I mean, the movies are filled with mortal sins that we are entertained by. We have to get to the point of understanding that sin is horrific. And we want no part of that. And that's what God is teaching us through Louisa, how to enter into this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. So Jesus says, Mary took the office of co-redemptrix and shared and embraced together with Jesus all the pains, the substitutions, the reparations, with her maternal love for all of humanity. In the heart of my mother, there was the fiber of the maternal love for each and every human. Every human. Every human is a child of Mary. And Jesus says, she doesn't want to lose one of her children to the fires of hell. This is why her heart is burning. The sacred heart of Jesus is burning. This fire that's coming from heaven is going to consume the world in love. The true love of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, is coming to the earth. This is what the sanctification is all about, which Louisa is going to participate in. The first human, the newborn of this great gift of the divine will. Jesus says, this is why in truth and with divine justice, when I, Jesus, was on the cross, I declared Mary, the mother of all. Mary, he says, ran together with me in the love, in the suffering, in everything. Mary, the Blessed Mother, never left Jesus alone. Now, this is one thing that Jesus also calls us to in the divine will, and that is to participate in Jesus crucified. So he says, this, what does that mean? To be with Jesus in the tabernacle, to be with Jesus in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, to participate with this prisoner of love. She says, Our Lady never left Jesus alone. If the Eternal One had not placed so much grace in the Blessed Mother as to be able to receive alone the love of all of humanity, God would never have moved from heaven to come down to earth to redeem humanity. That's how important she was. If the Eternal One had not placed so much grace in the Blessed Mother to receive alone the love of all of humanity, Jesus would never have moved from heaven to come down upon earth to redeem humanity. He says, here is the necessity. Here is the convenience that Mary had to embrace and to surpass in everything as benefiting the mission of the Mother of the Word. When an office is unique, as a consequence, nothing must escape the one who has it as a mission. Listen to what Jesus is saying. When an office is unique, this is what he, Jesus, did. Now he's talking about his mother, and he's hinting at Louisa and us. When an office is unique, as a consequence, nothing must escape the one who has it as mission. The soul must have everything under his eyes so as to be able to offer the good that he possesses. And he must be like a true sun, the sun in the sky, that can give light to everyone. So were I, Jesus says, and my mother, my celestial mother. Jesus and Mary brought about redemption. Jesus redeemed. And he says, Our Lady co-redeemed with him, was with him on Calvary, suffering on Calvary, dying, as Jesus says. She would have died if the divine will was not with her. We're getting to get a glimpse of creation and now redemption. And now Jesus is going to tell us about sanctification. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. And all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.